Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, it's Chad Withrow here, lover of entertainment and a banger of hats and co-host of Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow every weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time across the Outkick Network. People often ask me, what shows are you watching? What do you like? Well, I'm going to give you my top five shows that I'm paying attention to right now, starting with number five. It's The Dynasty on Apple TV. It follows the New England Patriots throughout the early 2000s to the late 20-teens, and it shows an in-depth look at Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, in-depth in a number of areas, but not in some of the ones that matter, like Spygate and Aaron Hernandez being a serial murderer. Other things, though, they're happy to get into, and I'm happy to watch. It's entertaining, much along the same lines as The Last Dance following the Chicago Bulls. Number four, Masters of the Air. I'm staying with Apple TV for this one. It's a detailed account of the Air Force during World War II. It's a follow-up to Band of Brothers and the Pacific, executive produced by both Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks. Speaking of Steven Spielberg, his son, Sawyer Spielberg, is in the cast, and Jude Law's son, Raph Law, didn't know he was an actor, also a musician. He's in the cast along with Austin Butler and Callum Turner. It gets really good around episode five. Not the best sales pitch to stick around through five episodes. It's okay in the beginning, gets a little bit better, and is terrific right about the midway point of the series. I highly recommend. Number three, Tokyo Vice Season 2. Ansel Elgort is the lead actor in this one. It's on HBO Max. It follows criminal organizations, the Yakuza, in Japan in the 90s, and is a true story of a young American journalist who infiltrates organized crime in Japan and Tokyo. Really, really good. Number two, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Nope, not the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie version. I'm talking about Donald Glover and Maya Erskine on Prime Video. Phoebe Waller-Bridge originally was supposed to play Mrs. Smith in this series, but there were some chemistry issues with her and Donald Glover. Donald Glover, as the producer, said get out, Maya Erskine in, and the end product is really, really good. I finished that season, hoping for a season two on that one. Finally, number one, only two episodes in right now, but they're happening weekly on FX and Hulu, Shogun. Very big into Japanese culture right now with Tokyo Vice and Shogun. Trust me on this one. It's the adaptation of a 1965 novel, and an old miniseries from NBC was adapted from that as well. Really, really good. Highly recommend. Those are the five shows I'm watching right now.